something that seems reasonable that we can take back to our labs that seems appropriate. And maybe what we could do, I don't know, if it seems workable, maybe we could take a straw poll among the lab reps who are here on whatever we hammer out, if we do hammer something out, and take that back with us to share with folks from our labs for consideration.
This is KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA and KPFB, Berkeley, KFCF, Fresno, WBAI, New York, and WPFW, Washington, D.C. Here's Miguel Maldonado.
The big difference between the Washington area and New York area, which is even, we are like a different path. But in any event, I will suggest that that all the labs that are around here should get together and try to make an effort among ourselves and really see if we can come out. I'm not asking the three labs to change the position or anything, but to see what we can work out, because it's a matter of to look into the dynamic and not to leave anybody behind out of, you know.
Yeah.
So,
let me try and be very clear here. The goal here was not to exclude any of the labs. Ideally, all five labs should be working this out. But I just want to say this as clear as I can. I also don't want anybody to take advantage of that, right? To reopen a discussion that has been going on for quite some time now, that there is a direction that KPFK, KPFT, and KPFA are moving in, that's the beginning point of this discussion. So if the two other labs, again, feel comfortable and are willing to enter that discussion with that agreement, then yes, please, you know, be in that discussion, be part of it. You're going to have to vote on this stuff in the end also, so your ideas are definitely important. But please don't go into that discussion raising models and ideas that have been clearly rejected by a majority of the labs.
I totally agree with you. The other thing that I would like to suggest is that for the people to make an effort, because I want to be clear that if the people are not willing to make compromise, even those three labs that are really close had to compromise,
yes,
and make some final product, because we need to move this along. It costs a lot of money, but you know, I don't know what Jabari is right now, but you know, in that sense, that from the Washington lab, that we can have some idea that we can do this really quick. I think that could be done really quick, you know, if we make an effort. But I want to recommend some compromises, because I myself don't want to go there with somebody just trying to convince me that something that we've been in discussion for I don't know how many centuries. So that I think that, you know, we put an end to this.
Okay. All right. So I think we have agreement.
I would like to say something.
No, I would.
Well,
really,
I'm
like
sorry,
to
but I'm
going to
say it.
This,
I am going
to
say it, whether
like
you want it or not.
I would like to not open this conversation.
Right.
We have other work we need to do.
I have something to say.
I think
that framing the debate in terms of an election model is wrong.
Fred is counterproductive.
We don't
Fred
have a subject.
Why don't you give me 30
we
seconds?
We shouldn't need them.
We had people speak, and
Fred,
I think I should get 30 seconds.
Then
I would like to protest this process, because you are acting in a biased fashion by telling people.
Fred, I'm going to give you a second to turn away, and then I'm going to turn the mic off. Marion, I'm going to have
wait
the mic
minute,
turned off.
Wait a minute.
Marion,
that
no,
depends on what you're going to negotiate around and compromise around. What are you
Marion? I'm sorry, folks.
You prepared, folks. Are the other three labs willing to compromise?
Marion,
that's the issue.
Marion, please, please. Now, the next agenda item, the next, Marion, please. The point is for the labs to now try and take this to the next step, right? That is where we are in this. That's what we just discussed. Those people, the lab chairs, are going to meet tonight at some point, and you'll figure out how far you can get, and then you'll figure out the next step. Okay, what we do need to talk about, what we do need to talk about now is the timing. We need to be able to send to the labs some guidelines on when we want this proposal back from them. We need to figure out when we continue on all the other work, on when, on the timing of this whole process. When do we send something to a lawyer, for instance? And in that, David raises the issue of needing, I believe it, at this point, it is needing to go to the court to get an extension for this process, because clearly we're not going to have new bylaws and elections and a new set of local station boards and a new national board in place by March, which is what the terms of the settlement agreement are. So that's something else we need to talk about. Okay, so we're on the question of timing and process for the rest of this. Jabari. Anthony, I see your hand up. Please put it down.
Jabari.
Thank you. Put your hand down. Thank you.
Jabari. From what I'm hearing, there's two things the labs need to discuss and come to some consensus on. They need to come to a consensus on how to formulate local station boards, and they need to come to some consensus on how to formulate the national board.
Yes.
And those are two separate things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the big argument has been how to constitute the station boards. From what I've seen, there's not that much argument that I'm aware of on how to constitute the national boards.
There hasn't been, certainly on the interim board, there hasn't been that much controversy.
Okay.
Right, and some of the labs have discussed these issues and some haven't.
Okay.
So they've heard. So yes, but I just want to remind people that Carol had volunteered to put together the set of issues, and you're right, it's those two categories of issues that the labs need to address. So they have all the questions, so all the labs are addressing the same set of issues and questions.
Okay, I'm just concerned that we as an interim board, We need to finish the bylaws. I went ahead and just did one based on what we generated out of Houston, and it's probably 50-60% what was generated out of Houston. I took out what I considered bylaws bloat, and I stuck in my mission-based model criteria and how that would play out. But basically, it's 50-60% was straight out of Houston. I moved things around to make it more logical. I consolidated the language and stuff. But we as a board really need to finish that out. And if we have these one or two holes in what we come up with, we really need to just do what we need to do. And if there's only one hole left, if there can be a consensus on, okay, forget how you get to the station boards, but you got a station board now. How do these people select people to get onto the national board? If we can get it down to that one hole of how do you constitute the station boards, I mean, and have all the, and instead of getting into that big argument, say, okay, look, forget that hole right now. Let's get everything around this thing to some level, so that it's only a one-point failure situation instead of a multi-point failure situation.
Okay.
I think in Houston we took straw polls and covered almost everything that needs to be in the bylaws, with the exception of, at the end, the manner of amendment of the board of the bylaws and the articles. We didn't get there.
The rights of members.
And the rights of the members. We have not covered that.
We covered part of it.
We covered part of it. And we were also working a little bit more on the committees of the board and how to... Those three things, no matter how the local boards are elected, those three things this board has to work out. But we have taken straw polls on everything else. And it can just get put together, and I think that much of it can go to a lawyer. It could go to a lawyer next week for to try to bring it into consistent language, make sure that it's concise and meets the requirements of law. We have this big hole. How do the boards get elected? We could actually have lawyers trying to work on tightening up the language there, too.
Let me just, there are a few other things that I don't think it took straw polls on, but I don't believe are controversial. For instance, the conflict of interest section. I think there's strong support for having that in there. Yes, but yes, and there's some other boilerplate types of things. So just so we're clear that we're not, it's not that we literally took straw polls on everything. But no, I'm sorry, put your hands down, please. Question is, how do we proceed? And we still also need to give some guidance or some direction or at least a request to the labs that when we want them to do their work, some time frame for that. But as they are doing their work, I think what we need to do is some combination of what Carol was just saying and what Jabari was saying. That Jabari took a lot of what he did was based on the discussions that we had and tried to boil it down to the essence of it. And so we need to look at the straw polls that were taken, the work that we've done so far, what Jabari's work is, and see if we can put that together. See, Jabari's model, for instance, had a little description of what the standing committees of the national board should be and what their jobs are, right? How to integrate these things and try and put that to, I think one part of that process is, as Carol just said, is to send it to a lawyer so that we don't end up, refining and refining and refining and then find out we have a problem with a lawyer. I think fairly soon we need to get it to a lawyer. So maybe that's the next step, is that combination of what Jabari and Carol were saying and put that together and send it to a lawyer. The question is, how quickly can that happen? And does the board want to see that before it goes to the lawyer, or as it goes to the lawyer, we also get copies of it? And we just need to figure out these details, because otherwise they're going to come back and bite us. Yeah.
So are you... Jabarski, I would be in favor of not sending stuff to a lawyer until it's finished. Because if we're going to pay for a lawyer, let's pay for a lawyer to do the whole thing.
This is George Barnstone from 90.1, The Sounds of Texas. I agree with you, George. Dave, what do you think? You're an attorney. Carol, you're an attorney. What do you think? For Dave.
Dave.
What business here?
About whether or not it needs to go to a lawyer before the whole thing is done or after the whole thing is done.
Well, I was consulting with my lab chair, and we were thinking about this very issue. I'm glad you brought it up.
Aren't you glad Stacey Davis isn't here to top your
okay.
boss?
What,
so
what
the point is that I think that I was just talking with Rob about that too, actually, and whether you send it to a lawyer before or after, the issues remain the same. The issue is if you send it to a lawyer after we've decided on it, and the lawyer says, no, you got to go back to the drawing board, then we got to go back to the drawing board in certain issues. Where if we send to the lawyer the proposals, including what alternatives we might be considering in the event that, for example, let's say the diversity requirements were deemed illegal, then we would say we have to have a backup position.
Okay,
so I think we should send it before, and I think it would take no more than a couple of weeks for an attorney to review it.
Carol's suggestion was actually send all the other parts to the lawyer while the labs, so that a lawyer can look at it while the labs are doing their work on the manner of election, et cetera, the question that they're asking. So, and then once they're done with that and we've discussed that further, then that part also goes to the lawyer. Carol?
I agree with Dave. I think we need to actually get it to a lawyer now so that... that's moving forward and we'll be ready to be done. It's going to take a lawyer 3 or 4 weeks to review. It'll take 3 or 4 weeks at holiday time and all of that stuff.
Oh, right.
At this point,
not 3 or 4 weeks of steady work. But.
No, but I mean, no lawyer gets them on his or her desk and turns it around the next day,
I do.
So it's going to take 3 or 4 weeks to get a legal opinion. And also, if there are legal issues around diversity or manner of election, we can run those questions past the lawyer and save ourselves some grief.
Is this a paid lawyer or a pro bono attorney or what? Because what I see happening, you get into a lawyer, they look at a section of it. We're going to pay them amount, say they do 10 hours, I don't know, and we're going to pay them that amount. Then we get the thing, we send them back to again, we pay another 10 hours. And then when we finish the whole thing, the whole review is going to have to be done anyway, because they're going to look at the whole thing over to see if there's any effect, you know, any affected area out of the final draft. So in other words, they're going to be doing piecemeal, and then do a total, no matter whether they did the piecemeal or not. And I'm just concerned, again, with the cost. That's my primary concern is cost. Now, if you get pro bono people who can do this on an ongoing basis and it doesn't cost us, well, then you take advantage of it. But I'm concerned with the cost.
Well, Jabari, I've been doing pro bono analysis of these bylaws for about a year now. But I think that you do get what you pay for sometimes when it comes to legal assistance. And insofar as you get an attorney, I don't know that it came out quite like I intended. But in any event, what I meant was that when you have an attorney hired on it, they take a very particular look at it with regards to, you know, their malpractice insurance. And seriously, though, I think once you have a lawyer looking at it, looking at the options, anticipating how they might work amongst themselves, then when a final version is presented to the attorney, they've already thought a lot of it through, and I don't think that it's a particularly laborious process at that stage. I think it would be relatively simple.
Can we have a motion on this question, and then we can act on it?
Yeah, I move that the composite of our straw polls and the language that we've pulled out of the various pieces that Jabari's pulled out and that Deb pulled out from our last votes go to a lawyer. Toot Sweet, and I had actually talked to Rob Robinson about this, and you were recommending a Mr. Fink.
Yes.
Do you still recommend him?
I do.
He's in California. He is a specialist in advising nonprofits. It's going to cost money, but not, I don't think, all that much. So I move that we send it to a lawyer as quickly as possible.
And do I hear a second?
Second.
Can we move to a vote?
Question. So you're going to send, we're going to send what we have agreement on, or what are we going to send them?
The vote would be, the motion is to send it to the lawyer.
What is it? Identify
the
first
opponent. It is the composite of the straw polls that we've taken, the Jabari work, the work that Jabari has done, the parts of the bylaws that we know are not controversial, the conflict of interest, et cetera, et cetera. You know, all the work that we've done so far to put it all together and send it to a lawyer.
What's the agreement on?
Huh?
What
there's agreement on.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Jabari, did you want to say something more?
I would then say that we need to set a spending ceiling.
Okay. Okay. Can we do this first and then set a cap? Is that all right? So can we... Rob Robinson seconded it. Okay, so all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And all opposed. 1 abstention. Opposed or abstaining? Opposed. 2 opposing.
3.
Oh, sorry.
I think you counted.
Oh, then I can't. Wait a minute. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4, and 3 again. And no abstentions. Okay. Now, spending cap. Do you want to make a motion on this, on the on amount?
What is that?
Dave, you're the lawyer. You're a lawyer.
Well, us California lawyers do charge a hell of a lot. And I would say that if you're looking at for example, I don't know what Mr. Fink charges, but... if he charges, say, $250 an hour, and you want to give him max 20, so it's $5K.
$5,000. Okay, is that a motion?
Move that we authorize $5,000 research on this.
Is this $5K for the full job, or what?
I would characterize it as authorizing expenditure of $5,000 for 20 hours of legal work to assess the bylaws. We can't anticipate I would be surprised were it to take that much or longer, but were it to do so, it would have to come back to the board.
Okay, so the motion would be, the motion as put forth so far is that we authorize $5,000 for legal work on the bylaws. If we find out from the lawyer that they're not done with the work and the money is spent, that to get more money for the lawyer, it would have to come back to the board. We'd have to get authorization to spend more money. That's the proposal, right?
Is there a second?
Right.
And was there a second? Yes, Rob seconded. And any questions or discussion?
I have some discussion. We did receive a $5,000 gift that came to the national office in April from the Carlin Fund, specifically to help defray the cost of bylaws revision. I know we've spent the money, but that's what we got the money for. So there's $5,000.
And they're getting revised.
All right, and the other thing is my guess is it's going to cost 10, and we should just go ahead and approve it.
Are you asking us a friendly amendment?
Yeah.
Dave, do you accept that as an amendment?
$10,000. Yeah, so long as Mr. Finn gives me a job in his law firm, if he's going to take 40
Dave,
hours.
Dave, do you accept the amendment, $10,000? Yes or no? Come on.
If Carol thinks it's going to take that long, fine, sure, I'll go along with that. I really think it's
okay, so the motion is $10,000. No, $10,000 that we allocate. Obviously, if the lawyer can do it for less, we should encourage that. Right? Let's tell the lawyer we only have $5,000.
Let's hope we don't specifically listen.
We got $5,000 in our shoes.
Instead of having to slow the process down by coming back, that we know it could go higher.
Just in case.
That, okay, is everyone saying the motion? Can we vote on it? The motion is to allocate up to $10,000 for legal review of the bylaws. An opinion on the bylaws. Okay, all in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and all opposed. 2, and abstentions, 1. Okay, so that carries. A few more questions here. One is, again, I want to go back to the timing of all this in terms of when are we asking for the labs to give us, their new proposal. Can we get a recommendation from the lab chairs? Do you need a month? Do you need...
By the end of December.
6 years?
January 1st?
6 years in state or federal prison.
Ask for January 1st.
January 1st. Is January 1st realistic? No.
It's got to be before then.
Huh?
We don't have a
I mean, with the holidays coming up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in our area we have so many committees that have work to get done.
Okay, so what's a good date?
I would say 1 month from today.
1 month, so that would be like January 7th.
That would be January 7th is a Tuesday, Chair. If we were to say January 10th, that's a Friday.
January 15th.
Trick one, please.
January 15th, we'll get the budget, we'll get the bylaws, we'll get everything beginning with a B. Okay, January 15th. Okay, is that okay? Fine, I don't know that we need a motion on that. Okay. Now, then, the question is, do we, as the interim board, need another in-person meeting to do the next round of this work?
January 31st.
What is the wisdom on that?
I'm okay, no wisdom chair, but I have a suggestion.
Yes, Teresa.
This is Teresa. I'm confused. We're giving the labs until
Teresa
January
Allen
15th for three of the five labs to approve this. Is that what you're saying?
No.
We're giving the labs until January 15th to do what?
To come back to us with a proposal on the manner of elections for the local boards and the national boards. And the detailed questions within that.
Okay, are we going to have a January meeting?
Well, that's what we're talking about now, the schedule to move through this. That was the question I just asked.
If we give the labs until January 15th, and then we give it to an attorney.
No, we're going to give it to the attorney right away with that part not in it. Right, that's what we agreed on a moment ago.
Okay.
Maybe when you were in the back of the room.
Okay.
We agreed on that. Okay. The question is then, do we need an in-person meeting of this board, a special meeting? And if so, when? Does anybody have any thoughts about that?
When is the next regular board meeting?
The next regular board meeting is in March.
In New York?
In New York.
Is there a date yet?
No, we did not set a... I don't believe we set an exact date. That was one of the things on the agenda for today, was to set a date. But yes, Carol.
If the labs... If three of the five labs can agree on the manner of election of labs and national board, then, and the national board can act on that within 2 weeks after that, say by February 1st, then we're only 2 months behind schedule rather than three or four or five. So I would suggest, I would really like to have this board, you know, in order to adopt bylaws, we have to look at a written draft, a written final draft that has the words in it that everybody has seen on a piece of paper at least 7 days in advance of the meeting before you vote on it. Have it in your possession. So we do have to have a special meeting to do that. We can't do that.
Okay, and do you have a recommendation for when?
January 31st.
Well, I was going to say January 31st, but if the labs are getting back to us on the 15th, that's not enough time. It would take 3 weeks after that to have the final draft with that language dropped into it.
Why? And since the work of consolidating other parts of it is going to go on while the labs are doing it, then dropping into it what they're doing. What?
Our lawyer is going to take a week to do the dropping.
Okay, a week. So that we're talking
about...
And then
we have to have... Then under our
2.5 weeks after...
Then our bylaws require that we have the final draft in our hands. No, I think it's 10 days before we vote on it. So that's 17 days.
Well,
see what I'm saying?
Let me just back up a little bit. Could the labs have this stuff ready by the 10th of January? No, that wasn't it. By the 10th of January. If we aim for the 10th of January.
Yeah, I'll speak for all the labs and say yes.
Okay. If that works out, then we get the stuff from the labs and it goes by that Monday, the 13th of January, the lawyer has it. We ask the lawyer to have it done by the 17th, a week. They know in advance that it's coming, so they, you know, carve out a little time. Then 2 weeks after that would be the 31st weekend.
Even if we have it ready by the Monday the 20th, then that gives us 10 days prior
right.
to
That's
the...
Right, that's what I'm saying. We'll get it out to people. Okay, that work? That would mean meeting the weekend of... January 31st is a Friday. February 1st is a Saturday. February 2nd is a Sunday. The question is, do we need a full weekend meeting? Well, we can work out.
Get a little tight.
And Southern California would be happy to host it.
Well, that's not a bad idea, actually.
January 31st? Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Okay, so are we on the same page with the timeline? You want me to do the time schedule again? Okay, let's... There are several issues, and I don't know if we can take them up right now. It's already 3:30. We're not too bad. We have until 4:30 on this agenda today. So there are the members' rights, you know, the additional members' rights and the bylaws issues. And if we can try and address those today, as, you know, at least have some sense so that that goes into the drafting. The next day is the drafting. Okay? January 10th, and the... As soon as possible, and I don't know, Carol's going to work on pulling things together, so as soon as possible we get this to the lawyer. By January 10th, the labs have come back with a proposal. And that immediately goes to the lawyer by January 13th. We ask the lawyer to have it back to us by the 17th so we can get it into the mail on the 20th. We overnight mail it so that people have it by the 21st, and we convene on the weekend of January 31st. And
no, come on. Any slight slippage anywhere And we've booked hotels and airlines,
okay,
and we can't
do
it.
Okay, so just make a different proposal.
Give it another 10 days after that. 10 days for slippage, or two weeks.
I can't do it.
Can I make a comment, Trent?
I have a conflict.
Can I make a comment? And Carol, well, you can always change things, but, you know, when you it's usually a delay.
We buy tickets.
And not an advancement. And frankly, the settlement does not provide that we have this bylaw, to have the bylaws agreed upon within a year. It requires that we have the elections by that time. And it's going to take about 3 months once we get these bylaws inked to hold the elections. I mean, we're talking, you don't really want me on this national board that long, ladies and gentlemen. And frankly, I think that we should move faster rather than slower. And I think we've pushed things along. I agree with Carol that any slippage hurts. But if we really put our minds to it, we can make it happen. I urge us to stay on the schedule proposed by Leslie.
Leslie, you can't do it 10 days after the 31st?
No, I can't.
How long are you out?
For several weeks, and most of February is going to be bad for me.
We're not going to if we don't try. Come on. Let's shoot for something.
For organizing reasons. I'm not going off to Hawaii for 3 weeks.
We should, though. And if we do this sooner, she can. Don't we all want Leslie to be able to go to Hawaii for 3 weeks? Come on.
Now, let me just say, there's talk of what we hope will be a major anti-war mobilization in New York City the weekend of February 15th. Right? I will probably be one of the central organizers of that demonstration. So I can't take a weekend off to go over and over and over this stuff. You know, I can do it that last week of January, but I can't.
Okay, so then can we ask the labs to bump it back? Because I think that we've just got some slippage time that's going to... Can we ask for the labs to have it done by January 5th?
Wow. Sure.
Okay, January 5th. Okay, that's a month from now.
Yeah, that ain't enough time.
That's a Sunday. So Sunday, January 5th, so that we can get it to the lawyer... Well, to us,
it goes to the lawyer. Don't we need to talk about it before it goes to the lawyer?
Yeah.
We're going to have to, we're going
to
get the language to the lawyer anyway.
Don't we have to have a conference call to look at it?
We'll have to have a conference call, yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll have a conference call just on that issue about the election model.
Yeah.
On the election issues. And then a full meeting... on the bylaws, that weekend of January 31st. Okay?
Where?
Good. Where? David has generously offered Southern California.
Southern California. Thank you very much.
Okay, is that all right with the board? Southern California in the dead of winter sounds good to me.
It ain't dead winter in L.A.
Any objections? Southern California?
No. Yes, L.A. January 31st, that weekend. Okay, very good.
Leslie,
before
we move, the reason Anthony was raising his hand is that he wanted to clarify that the process was open to all lab members present, therefore that he would be able to participate
as
a lab member.
Tonight, you mean?
Yeah, rather than
I don't know
the lab chair.
I don't know. That you should talk to the lab chairs and ask them. That's not our... No. I'm sorry. One of the lab chairs got up and announced that the lab chairs are going to meet. You should ask the lab chairs. It's their meeting. It's not our meeting. Right? So you should ask them how they want to handle it. It's really not, it's inappropriate for us to do this. Anthony, please, I'm sorry. I'm not going to call on you. Because we have we're moving the agenda forward here. There's two other things. It's anybody's hand who is up. It's anybody's hand. I know, but I'm not calling. I haven't called on people for the last hour and a half, except for lab chairs. I'm sorry, but we are moving ahead here. One other issue was that whatever goes to the lawyer, there was the recommendation that we make that publicly, available to the labs, to the bylaws committees, to post on the internet, share it with all of us, right? Not just that the lawyer gets it, but that everybody would see it at the same time. And then the other issue is about the going to the court, going back to the judge, because we're not going to be done. This whole process is not going to be completed. That is, you know, the election and the institutionalizing of the new structure. It's not going to be completed by March. So my reading and my lawyer's interpretation of the settlement agreement is that we do need to request, I hope everybody on the board is listening, because we need the board to do this. We need to go to the judge, hopefully in a document that we've all signed, saying we are requesting an extension. We need an extension for this process, and we probably need to put an end date on it. And I don't know what that is at this point. I'm thinking it's probably more like June.
You ask for another year.
Fearless leader.
Ask for another year.
No.
Fearless leader.
Yes.
I would recommend minimally by the end of April that we say that we have be able to hold the elections. I don't know what y'all think, but I mean, I figure it'd take at least about 90 days to complete the elections.
I would suggest that we go for June, mm-hmm. because instead of having to go back to the judge again,
right.
let's ask for more time than we think we might need.
So to complete the elections by Monday, June 30th?
No. There's two steps to this thing. The elections need to be completed. The new local station boards need to be seated.
And then electing the national.
And then they need to elect people to the national board.
Right. And the initial elections of the local station boards, I'm saying, if they conclude by June 30th, that gives us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 full months after January 31st.
No, but the end of this process is not the election of the local station board.
I recognize
it's the
that.
Meeting of the national.
I recognize that, fearless leader. And that's what I'm saying, that we complete the elections, because that's the thing. Like, we complete the elections. After that, what? It's going to be 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever, a month after that. We can discuss that. If we want to say a month after that, then sure, you can talk about July 31st or something. But I'm just saying, do we think that we can get the elections done by June 30th? That's 5 months after the date that we adopt the bylaws. I see heads nodding, but the same heads that told me 120 days, that's well over 120 days. So do your math.
Yeah, right. So again, what we're aiming for is to adopt the bylaws on the weekend of January 31st. What that would mean then is that, and in the meantime, we need to do some work on developing an exact timeline for the elections. But that would mean February, March, April, there would be an election period, mm-hmm. right, for the local station board. Mm-hmm. Even if we don't go through May, they have 4 months to do the election process. And then give the new local boards how much? Another month or 6 weeks to meet and select their delegates, which puts us into 6 weeks, mid-July. Should we ask for an extension till the end of July? That's what the suggestion was.
It sounds better coming from you, Leslie.
Thanks,
Mr. Parsky. If you're going to ask for an extension, and if you don't want to keep running back, I'm very pessimistic about this whole process. I would ask for a minimum of a year. Because anyway, the original time frame was just overly optimistic in the first place, and we've seen what has happened in this 6 months since we, you know, since March, I guess, 9 months since we've started this process. I don't think the lab's going to come back with any kind of consensus in January that we could use. We as a board haven't done what we need to do, and we still haven't dealt what we need to do with to come up with something, because it's not just 3/5 of the 3 out of 5 labs. It's 6, you know, it's 10 out of 15 lab board members have to agree on it. I'm just trying, you know, I'm looking at this stuff realistic, and
so you wouldn't say a year.
I would say you would ask for a year, and ultimately people got to understand that the settlement isn't with the court. The settlement is with the parties. Who were the, you know, the adversaries in the thing? The court doesn't care what we do, as long as we agree on it. And I think, you know, a year from now we should still be back here based on what I see going on now. And I mean, and that's just not desire. That's just
I don't see a resolution to this thing.
Okay. Jabari, I wouldn't criticize yourself that harshly. You know, I think that we are doing a lot of what we need to do, and I think that Parkinson's law does it works. Parkinson's law is mandatory. All the work shall fill the time allotted for it. If we allot more time, we will use it. If we push ourselves and jam ourselves to get this damn thing done, y'all will get rid of me and Jabari and Leslie and everyone else on this board and run it yourself. So I move that we proceed with a deadline, request the court for a deadline by the conclusion of July. And July 31st.
Well, I would ask for 6 months minimum.
July 31st.
What date would that be?
That.
Huh?
What date would that be?
July 31st.
Well,
no. One recommendation is July 31st. Second recommendation is
January.
I would go to September.
Well, you can drive. I think the rest of us should go to July.
Well, no, I can ask for anything I want. The parties can go back to the court and say.
The motion is July 31st.
Well, there's no motion on this.
I'm moving that we seek a petition. The court for an extension July 31st.
Look,
a second.
Okay, one at a time, guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, all I'm saying is this. I think. I don't see the LABs coming back on January 10th saying, hey, we really worked it out and here it is. No, I don't see that happening. I don't see the board doing what we, because we're not going to be able to do anything until, we're not going to do anything until they come back. I don't see that coming down because all this stuff coming up in February, we don't know where we're going to be as a country at war and stuff. You know, all this stuff may be totally irrelevant by that time. So, you know.
You might be dead.
I just want realism. That's all I'm asking for is you be real. That you know, none of the stuff that we have done so far has met any timetable because we have not been realistic on what is going to take place.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a motion. I did hear a motion.
Was there a second?
I seconded it. Yeah, and it was seconded for July 31st. If you don't agree with that, if you agree with Jabari's, then vote that down, and we'll vote on the second date. Okay?
31st.
So all those in favor of asking the court for the extension of this process to July 31st, please raise your hand.
Reluctantly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And all opposed, 1, 2, 3, 4. And all abstentions, 1.
Chair, we have a problem.
Yeah, we have a problem. I know. We don't have a two-thirds. It doesn't carry.
We don't have two-thirds. Did we have a balanced majority?
We had a balanced majority.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Was it a balanced majority? Who voted?
We had those who voted in favor again.
Who voted for that again? Teresa?
No.
We have neither a balanced majority nor a two-thirds, so it doesn't count.
Sure, may I speak to something quickly? The process of getting a petition for extension is extraordinarily simple. It's merely a notice that the board agreed that we needed more time to do the job. In the event we go for a few months and we still need more time, we could, if necessary, go to September. It would merely take a simple vote of the board. And thus, I would urge anyone who might want to reconsider to do it so that we can try to aim for a shorter time instead of resolve ourselves to taking longer. And I don't know if any of the defendant appointee board members would reconsider their vote to enable us to achieve this shorter time frame. I would very much appreciate it.
I'll change my vote, but I won't make a difference.
Could I?
You would.
Madam Chair.
I'm representing the lab.
No, you're not representing the lab. You were appointed. No, you were appointed to this.
He's a lab appointee. He's appointed by the
Attorney General. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
By permission of the court. I'm looking at the gentleman here.
Okay, Madam Chair, in the interest of getting this handled, could we, since it just, well, could we possibly, let's see, what's the procedure to change it till September 30th? So perhaps.
Well, we need a new motion. Is what we would need is a motion to do that. Carol?
So moved.
You know, all right, there's a motion. Is anybody seconding the motion for September 30th?
I'll second it.
All right, I'd like to speak against the motion.
Okay.
I think that we have demonstrated that an interim board is not good for the foundation, that we need to move to the next level of organization where we have regularized people who have been selected and elected and have the confidence of the membership to move forward. Therefore, I think that it's mistaken to extend our deadline to the end of September or the beginning of September. We should aim for the end of July and really push ourselves to get it done. If we fail, extending to September is always an option, and it doesn't cost us a cent to do it. But let's set ourselves, in the best interest of the foundation, let's end this interim period. We really need to get it over with.
The problem was that that motion did not carry to do it at the end of July. So unless somebody who didn't vote for that motion wants to call for reconsideration. You're calling for reconsideration?
You can call for reconsideration.
Let's see what happens. Are you calling for reconsideration?
There's another motion on the floor for September. There's 2 seconds.
Yeah, there was. There was seconded.
You can't listen?
No, I spoke against the motion, and we could vote it down.
Now we'll vote on the motion.
No, let me explain. I'm not saying that we take till September. The issue is going to the judge and ask for an extension. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we take till September to do the work. I'm saying you go to the judge and you ask for overhead. It doesn't mean that you don't do the work in the time frame that you want to set. You're just asking for a little bit of overhead. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying just take your time and do it in September. I'm saying when you go to the judge and say, we want to do September. We work to get it done in June, but if something happens, we don't have to go back. That's planning, people. That's just planning. You work to do what you want.
I'm sorry, James. Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a motion on the floor?
Yeah. There's a motion that we go to the court with the request for extension to September 30th. Is that what it was, the end of September?
September 30th.
In the September.
That's the motion that's on.
And I argue against it for the reason stated before.
No, you can't. James has the floor.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would rather it be less time than more time. June makes more sense to me at the most. I think this notion that we go to July, September doesn't make any sense at all.
You're right.
I think we need to. I understand. I'm just telling you how I feel. I think the transfer needs to happen sooner before later.
Right on. What day in June would you select
that? Right. So what?
Hell, you know, any time in June is fine. Just
June 30th. Yeah. All right. We have a motion on the floor. The motion on the floor is September 30th. It seems to me if that motion doesn't pass, then we will entertain another motion for June 30th. Okay? I think that's the way we have to proceed here. Okay. All those in favor of September 30th, raise your hand. One.
Two.
Three. All those opposed?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
That count right? Okay.
Abstentions?
None. No abstentions. Okay, so that fails. Is there a motion on June 30th?
I second James Ferguson's motion to June 30th.
I'll second that.
Okay. James made a motion for June 30th, and it was seconded by David. Okay, can we move right to the vote? All those in favor of June 30th.
Can we have some discussion?
Okay, we can have one item.
I'll just say that I think we need 3 months before each process. That's what the KPFA model showed. So I believe that if you do it in June, you won't have enough time between the election for the local board and the election for the national board. Therefore, I think we should maintain at the end of July.
The motion is June 30th. Okay, can we vote on it? All those in favor of June 30th, please raise your hand. One, two,
bingo,
three,
bango, bango,
four,
bango.
Five, six, seven. All those opposed? One, two, and then three. Abstentions? None. So
two-thirds and a balanced majority both.
Who is opposed again, please?
Nobody.
Opposed?
No, some people were opposed.
Well, I'm sorry. We're going to do it. Excuse me. I'm going to do the vote again. All those in favor of June 30th, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All those opposed. One, two, three. It carries.
June 30th.
With a balanced majority. Okay. Now, there are two items related to bylaws that I would like us to try and take up. One is, and I don't know if people brought their bylaws material with them. One is on the grid. Back to the days of the grid. there was a section, I don't remember the article number, in the members' rights, there were a number of items listed out. I think they initially came from KPFK, from the KPFA Unity Conference that had happened, that we never addressed as a body. We didn't take straw polls on. There's that, and there's the amendment process. Okay, Article 3, Section 2 on the grid.
Page 6.
You're listening to the Interim Pacific International Board meeting from Washington, D.C. at the All Souls Unitarian Church.
Page 6 of 52.
Okay, page 6 of 52.
And we should be broadcasting to approximately 6 p.m. East Coast time this evening, or around 3 o'clock on the West Coast.
Let me, I guess, read them. I think it starts with D.
D.
The members of a radio station area shall have the right to recall any director elected by them. Did we discuss the recall mechanism?
That one
we voted on. The next item, members shall have the right to add agenda items to the local station board meetings for discussion at the following meeting, either by the written request of 12 members in attendance at a meeting or by 20 member signatures on a petition. People get the idea?
Yeah.
Should I read all of them and then see how we want to handle it? Huh? Is that what we want? Okay, the next item would be members shall have the right to have local station board meetings recorded and available to the members from the Pacifica Archives and shall be archived on the station website. The next item is members shall have the right to a monthly broadcast report to listeners by the local program council. The next one is members shall have the right to fundraising reports, including the total raised by the event, costs, and net proceeds to be available on the station website in a timely manner. The next item is members shall have the right to have the station budget, including salaries to the extent permitted by law, made available on the station website in a timely manner. And members shall have the right to have a regular monthly local program of unscreened call-ins on one, programming issues, and two, any other topic the caller wishes to discuss. And then finally, each Pacifica station shall hold monthly community town hall meetings designed to gather community input on station matters, to critique current and proposed programming, and to create opportunities for listeners to become more integrated politically, socially, and culturally. Such meetings shall be held throughout the listening area, especially in poor communities and communities of color, and will be broadcast live and in their entirety over each local station signal. That's the list. Yes, goodbye.
On the my proposal, I said foundation members should have the right to vote for and become foundation directors, access all foundation records, and sit on any foundation board committee. That laundry list, the last one is completely not even a right. It doesn't even go in there. I think that laundry list type of thing is, you know, the kind of stuff that's going to be problematic for bylaws, because it doesn't set forth the essence of what rights of a membership of a member are. Okay, and the kind of thing I just wrote, I consolidated the consensus or the sense of the essence of really what you're trying to say. And that really, to me, this is really what the essence is. You get to vote for and become a director. That's a right. You have a right as a member to vote for directors, to become a member, to access foundation records, and to sit on foundation board committees. So that, those to me was, were the essence of what I picked out of these various documents. And if you look at what they're talking about, that's what it is. But you shouldn't put in bylaws this point by point by point by point thing, because that those goes into operational guidelines and policy manuals.
Yeah. I agree with you, Jabari.
I'm sorry, George. Say it again.
I agree with Jabari. I mean, these aren't bylaws issues.
Other comments on this? David, Teresa?
I am concerned that it's manding, if I understand, that we have a monthly town hall meeting.
That's one proposal.
We had discussed this at our local advisory board meeting, and at the time we couldn't see how we could do it every month. I mean, eventually it might be doable, but I hate to mandate something. I mean, how many of the stations have monthly town hall meetings right now, in addition to lab meetings and committee meetings? Maybe KPFA.
No, we don't.
No, nobody does.
Yeah.
Carol?
I believe at our straw poll two meetings ago, we said twice a year.
Right.
I think that's doable. With volunteer boards, right. I don't think it's doable to have local board meetings, local committee meetings, and town hall meetings. Every month.
Okay, so that
point of information.
Go ahead, James.
Leslie, are we using the draft that we got from in Houston at the
No, I'm using grid.
We're just using the grid now.
Yeah, because this item didn't show up on that draft, so it's in the grid.
Okay.
On page 6 of the grid.
All right. Thanks.
Sure.
Yes, David.
I'm right. David Furtick from KPFK in Southern California. Under D, what I'm looking at here, draft D, the KPFK committee, relative to the rights of members and so forth. Number one, and I guess it's numbered strangely, because the next one is item D, both appear to already be in the bylaws insofar as members have a right to elect and shall the right to recall.
Yeah, we...
Right. And then below that L, where the right to reports, of course, I think Jabari mentioned that. The only other one that seems to me that is questionable and might need to be considered within the bylaws is item F, and that is relative to the member's right to add agenda items to local station board meetings. And I would suggest that's really the only one that really belongs, that really has, like, governance and bylaws issues in it inherently.
Exactly.
So I would suggest if any article would... I mean, some, I think, are already subsumed within the current bylaws proposals. Others are operational matters, but F, I would recommend warrants discussion. And F is that the right to add agenda items to local board.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know what's so big deal about agenda items. We hold LAB meetings every, and the first thing you do is after you step to the court and says, just like we do here, what's the agenda? Who has the items to put on the agenda? I don't know why that is considered. I don't know what's that got to do with the right of a member. I mean,
since I was present when this was discussed at KPFK, it's important. First of all, when you consider the fact that typically in an agenda, Jabari, obviously the board members have the right to require a matter to go on the agenda. The chair certainly does. One of the problems that listeners found in the prior regime, what have you, is the inability to get input to get stuff on the table in a meeting. And I think that one of the purposes of this list of listeners' rights, while I do think most of them are operational, is the point of making sure that listeners do have a voice relative to the governance. And this prevents a board from disregarding the listeners. It provides for a threshold for a minimum number of listeners, but I think it's vital.
Okay, right?
I do agree with David that this is a right that the board members would have, but not the listenership. So if you're troubled by 12 individuals being able to do it, we can change the number. But I think this is something I think should take place, and it should be part of the bylaws, I believe. Now, some of the other stuff don't necessarily have to be put as rights of members. We could just say, for example, that that board meeting should be recorded and be made available to listen, you know, made public or whatever language we want to use. But I do believe that F belongs as a bylaw item, and that it's in line with the kind of empowerment that we've been looking at.
Other comments on F in particular?
This is WPFW in Washington, D.C., WBAI in New York City, KPFK in